Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We begin our segment here with the new director of the Manhattan Regional Airport. His name is Brandon Keyser, and he joins us via telephone here today. Brandon, thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be on. And as you mentioned, I am the newly appointed airport director. Our previous airport director took an opportunity in Wichita, and that gave me an opportunity to move up into the airport director's position. Previous background is I've done 6.5 years as the assistant airport director for Manhattan Regional Airport.
So you're not unfamiliar at all to the airport then. So you've been there quite a while.
Yeah, been involved in a lot of projects. You know, when I started in 2015, there was a big terminal project that was going on. So I was integral part in seeing that project through. And, you know, and then obviously working towards our runway reconstruction project that we have coming on in the next year. Another big project that I helped undertake was, you know, when American Airlines approached us about bringing in the CRJ-700, a 65-seat aircraft in 2017, and reevaluating our security program and moving it up so that American could actually bring in those aircraft.
All right. So tell us what you're most looking forward to in this position as we turn the calendar over to 2022.
What I'm most looking forward to is, you know, providing opportunities for our staff for promotion, keeping staff busy. You know, obviously when you talk about like infrastructure projects, the big project that we have coming up is our runway reconstruction. That's reconstruction of our primary runway, 0321. The piece of pavement that's out there hasn't been touched since 1979. And so if you sit back and you think about what, you know, Manhattan Regional Airport looked like back in the 70s when that pavement had its last big reconstruction project, it's changed a lot. There's been a lot of significant changes that have occurred, and we're definitely to the point, you know, that we need to do something about that pavement out there, and that's why we're working towards, you know, this project. 2 years ago, we started a planning process to looking at that pavement. We finished that, and now we're finalizing design, you know, the design portion of the project, and then once that's completed, then we're going to look to bid. And then hopefully, you know, at the end of calendar year 2022, starting some construction and then having that carry over into 2023 for more construction on that airfield, and then potentially having that project wrapped up and completed sometime in the fall of 23.
And we've talked about that project in the past here, and I know that it's a pretty significant one, and it looks like for a few months next year, it's hard to believe 2023 is next year, but the airport would actually shut down for a little bit while that construction commences.
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, based on the layout of the airfield out there, we have a crosswind runway that intersects that primary runway. And when the construction gets to that portion of the crosswind at the intersection, unfortunately, the airfield has to be closed. And so that's one of the things that we're evaluating in the design, is coming up with that schedule of how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that construction to prevent as much as possible challenges to flights and keeping the flights going as much as possible throughout that construction. But as you mentioned, there is a portion to where, you know, we are going to have to shut down, and we're looking at timelines of how long that's going to take. Right now, I don't have really good numbers to provide, but we should have that information here in the next 3 to 6 months.
All right. A lot of factors to weigh there, because I know there's probably different times of the year where the airport is busier, and I'm sure that you want to probably try to have the least amount of disruption possible.
Yeah, that's one thing that we're looking at. And the other option, or the other timeline to why we're wanting to do a lot of the construction in the spring and the summer, what's driving that is, you know, weather. I mean, the contractor that's going to get this project is going to be on a very tight schedule, because when construction starts, you know, we need it done as quickly as possible in order to not have as many disruptions to airline service. And so that's another factor that we had to play into or had to consider of when we actually go out to bid and when construction actually starts.
I know that there's been a few grants that have come in already for this project. Do you anticipate we'll see more funding coming in 2022?
So we're always exploring different funding options. And, you know, at the end of 2021, we were awarded the DCIP grant, Defense Community Infrastructure Plan through the DOD, which awarded almost $6 million to help pay for, you know, portions of this project which the FAA is deemed ineligible. What I'm talking about specifically is, you know, in the beginning of when we started looking at design and redoing this runway, the FAA came out to us and said that, you know, based on the current demand, that they won't fund the current dimensions of that runway. And the current dimensions of the runway is 7,000 foot long by 150 feet wide. And they said, based on the carrier that we have and the flights and the frequencies that we have, that we meet the 7,000 foot length, but we don't meet that 150 foot width. And so, you know, ultimately the city decided, you know, that we have to have that additional 50 feet for our charter employments that are handling, you know, K-State athletics, for our DOD operations, you know, the military that's bringing in larger aircraft for when they're going out and doing training operations and flying charters or bringing in cargo aircraft. And so the city, you know, said that, you know, ultimately that we're going to keep those dimensions the same. And it's from that we went and applied for the DCIP grant. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to be awarded that grant because they understood that the impacts of, you know, having a reduced width runway at Manhattan Regional Airport could affect the military.
Yeah, this is a lot of factors you got to think about here, especially with all of our regional partners. So makes sense. With that, obviously the last year was a little bit different from the year before, 2020, with employment numbers, and I'm sure it rebounded a little bit here. Overall, have you got the numbers yet for 2021 in terms of employments?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't have the official numbers, but we do get a weekly counts from the airline, and we have a pretty good idea of what our 2021 numbers are going to look like from American Airlines. I mean, these are people that have just got on through our commercial service. So in 2020, like you mentioned, we ended up with 32,000 employments. And when you compare that to the year previous, which was 2019, which was our record year, we had 77,000 employments that year. So it was quite a significant drop in folks flying, and that was due because of, obviously, the pandemic and restrictions with flying and all those things that factor into that. For 2021, we started out the year, it was a little rough. The American Airlines was offering only two flights a day in January, both to Dallas, and then in February, they basically carried that schedule over, and we didn't start seeing an uptick in offerings until March, and then we started to see our numbers come up. And so in March, they brought back the CRJ-700s, and they're flying three routes to Dallas. And our numbers started coming up. We ended up seeing about 3,000 people fly out that month. And then shortly thereafter, you know, our ORD service, our service back to Chicago, came back. And then following the month after that, they brought back the additional Chicago flight. So then we were back up to our five flights a day. And we ended up finishing the second half of the year with averaging close to 6,000 people getting on board every single month until the end of the year. And our finalized numbers we ended up with were about 57,000 passengers getting on board in 2021.
Well, it's not too bad. That's a major difference from 2020, and I know it's not quite the record banner we saw in 2019, but I imagine you got to be pretty pleased with that outcome.
Definitely pleased with how the end of the year ended up, especially with employment, and we're hoping that we can carry that over into 2022. I mean, obviously, COVID seems to be coming and going in waves, and right now we're in a position where COVID is rearing itself back up. And you know, typically airlines, you know, adjust because folks don't travel as much in January and February. But once we come into March, April, and May, where we start seeing some of that more leisure traffic come on, I'm hoping to see our numbers increase and be close back to those 2019 employment numbers.
Again, we're speaking with Brandon Keiser, the director of the Manhattan Regional Airport. One thing also that came on, I believe it was last year, was paid parking at the airport. What do the numbers look like on that? I know it's kind of a new thing.
Yeah, so in So in January of 2021, we took it to the City Commission and implemented paid parking. All of last year, we did it at a discounted rate of $2.50. And then as of January 1, 2022, that rate went to $5 per day. And so, and as a reminder, that first hour of parking is free. And then the parking is stepped at, until you hit that maximum daily amount. So the first hour you're free, your second hour you pay a dollar, and so on until you hit that $5 amount. Last year, revenues for parking were slightly over $100,000. So it's really nice to capture that. I will remind folks that, you know, that amount was established, that the fee was established to help cover the cost of that parking lot project. For those folks that have flown out here, you know, years past, before we had paid parking, you know, we had a lot of areas that were graveled lots and areas that were basically just fields that we had to cover in to meet the demand of folks that were flying out here. So, you know, ultimately we needed to do something with the parking lot. And the decision was made to, you know, pay for that parking lot and move that forward and develop a fee to cover the cost of that and then also the maintenance of it throughout the years.
Yeah, that's a small price to pay for folks, because I think a lot of folks, at first that was not a popular decision, but I imagine it's something that we just kind of live with at this point, and probably the response is a little bit more improved now than it was maybe before. Brandon, is there anything else I haven't asked here this morning that you think would be good for folks to know about?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, we are offering in January, there's 5 flights a day, 3 to Dallas, 2 to Chicago. 2 of those Dallas flights are on our CRJ-700, and the other 3 flights that we have are the ERJ-145. So I hope people will come out to Manhattan Regional Airport and fly American Airlines.
All right, very good. Brandon, it's always good to get an update from our airport, and we appreciate it. We'll talk again to you sometime down the road.
All right, thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.